Welcome to the Curta Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and this episode, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. It's episode 101. Episode 100 was actually a couple of months ago, and you might be thinking, yeah, well, episode 100 was middle towards the end of December, and now it's kind of middle to the end of February, so what's going on there? So I do have a little bit of explaining to do there. So essentially, this ties into what this podcast is about, and it's my personal goals for 2017, but it's more so focused on looking after myself and just looking after yourself in general. And I see there's a bit of a trend happening with that. So I thought it'd be great to talk about this because it's something that's important to me, especially at the moment and going forward, as well as just seeing that trend happening. So I think it's good to talk about that. So first of all, no real excuses. It's just simply that I wanted some time off and have a little bit of a break from not only the podcast, but also just tech in general. I was just trying to get away from it a bit. I did get a bit burnt out over the past year. I've been, you know, doing a ton of extra freelance work, really trying to push my own skills. And generally, my health has kind of waned a bit. And it's simply because I haven't really been looking after my fitness. And it's very true that I found that the more you, or at least the fitter you are, the healthier you are in terms of mental and physical capacity. So I found that my fitness has waned, so I haven't been sleeping as well, stuff like that. When I actually do physical activity, I'm nowhere near as fit as I used to be. So previously, growing up for quite some years, you know, like nearly half my life, I spent a lot of time in the water and the surf, bodyboarding. I did a little bit of competition locally and statewide. A little bit of judging. I was head judge of the local club for a while. I also judged some state comps and a pro comp and stuff like that. So I was really involved in the community and stuff like that there. And I really stopped doing that. And that actually provided a lot of fitness for me. So if anyone who knows about surfing or does surf, you'll understand, you know, being surf fit, there's quite a difference from, you know, regular fitness to being surf fit. There's a lot of other aspects there. So one of the things that I'm focusing on this year, which is priority number one, is health and fitness. So at the moment, I do touch football, which is like football or rugby, you might call it. Depends on how you take this. It's not with the round ball. It's with like an oblong ball. But so I'm doing that, which is quite high intensity because it's quite a quick game, very fast-paced game. So I do that. It's not quite enough. So I'm really making a focus to get back in the water and start enjoying that again, as well as just generally keeping fit. I want to start trying to get regular running in place there, which should be good. And that should generally start helping me in terms of my fitness, so strength-wise as well as mentally-wise. So that's a pretty big priority for me, is just to make sure that kind of stuff happens. You know, this I really used to love surfing, and it's a passion of mine, and that's where I started doing my photography and stuff like that. So that was a pretty big one for me. So focusing on that health and fitness, which really, really does encompass what I've been doing over those 2 months. I was actually still kind of working things out for the podcast, where I want to take it, and that'll come a little bit further in this episode. There's more stuff there. So if you're waiting around to find out what's happening, then, you know, just stay tuned. It's coming very shortly in this episode. So the other thing was personal time. My personal time was, I was spending it still on the computer. I wasn't spending it with friends and family as much as I wanted to, as well as just doing some other things that are outside the computer, like hiking and camping and stuff like that. So my focus is pretty high on personal time as well. So I think health and fitness and personal time kind of come together, intertwined for the two. So that's something I'm going to be doing. So I've killed some side projects of mine. I'm, you know, not doing really much freelance work slash any. It's very, very spotty, and I'm only choosing some projects I want to work on and with people I've already worked on before. Worked with before. So yeah, so there's those kind of things there that are coming into play. So I've got as much personal time for the things that matter. So essentially the TLDR is I want to spend my personal time on things that add a lot of value to my life and stuff that's just quality. So that's those things I'm focusing on. The next two, vlogging and videography. This is kind of where I challenge myself, as well as doing something new, as well as doing something new for Curta Catch Up itself. So vlogging and videography kind of goes hand in hand a little bit for this. So vlogging I'm going to be trying to do maybe a couple times a week. I'll have to work out the times, but basically doing a vlog of what I do and maybe some things around that. Also mixing it in with screencasting for the YouTube channel of Curta Catch Up. If you checked out the YouTube channel before, you see there's only a few screencasts there. There's one on Ruby, one on Let's Encrypt, and I think I've got another one about something. But yeah, I want to really, really push that channel. I was looking at merging Coder Catch Up into YouTube, so the podcast would be on YouTube. Still not too sure, but I think I'm going to keep them completely separate. So the podcast will also be accompanied with the YouTube channel itself, so we'll see how that goes. The other part of this aspect is I really love photography. I've been doing it for a while now, and I want to challenge myself a bit. I really like the idea of video. I've been doing a little bit of video with my iPhone, and I've found that my current camera gear isn't really suited towards that, as well as just generally I'm not shooting much with it. I'm shooting a lot with my phone. So what I'm actually doing, which it's a little bit scary, is actually selling my DSLR along with basically the rest of the gear that I've got with it. So that's lenses, flashes, some studio stuff. So I'm getting rid of that. I'm actually downsizing to something in between my iPhone and a DSLR, and that's like a high-end point-and-shoot camera. If anyone wants to know, I'm going for the Canon G7X. I've thought about the Sony RX100, but I think I'm going to go with the G7X just because my previous gear was Canon, and it's just generally a lot better for the video vlogging side of things because I'm not really needing 4K. There's a bunch of other reasons as well behind it. I've really just decided that the Canon's probably going to suit me a bit more. Time will tell. It was also a fair bit cheaper as well. And so I could get everything I needed to for far less cost than what the Sony RX100 was. So doing that, so that's going to enable me to, one, do the vlogs for the channel as well as getting into video a bit more, as well as then have something that's more portable, which is just so hard with the DSLR, taking that around. So now I can take this other camera. It's going to get me a bit better quality than the iPhone, and I'll be able to do more with it, and it's portable, which is really nice. So it's going to be interesting, you know, going out of my comfort zone with a camera which I have some controls which are similar to a DSLR but not quite. It's going to be a little bit different there, so I'm going to have to see how that goes. Part of me wants to go for another DSLR, but it's more expensive, and again, there's that bulk. So that's essentially it, though. That's all I really want to talk about in this episode. The regular episode is going to essentially start next week. From the next episode on, which is going to be more about tech. There's a whole bunch of stuff we've got lined up for this year, which I'm pretty excited about. So I really wanted to get this started again and just get going. My wife actually asked me not long ago. She was heading out to Nepal. I was like, you know, what's going on there? Like, what's happening with the podcast? And I thought, yeah, I just got to just do it. So I'm actually recording it in the evening instead of the mornings, which I usually do. So, yeah, getting into this again, you should start seeing these podcasts coming through weekly. From now on, I've got a lot of interesting subjects and things to talk about. But if you have any comments in regards to this episode or thoughts or suggestions or anything like that, send through a tweet on Twitter @CoderCatchUp. You can send through an email to codercatchup@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on codercatchup.com for this episode. I'd love to hear your thoughts, things, ideas you might have for the podcast too that you want to hear. I love getting people's feedback, and there's been some interesting feedback I've got from people over the holiday period. So yeah, I just love to know your thoughts, comments, and stuff like that, especially around health and fitness, because there is a bit of a trend going on. I'm seeing with a lot of people that I follow on Twitter. So I'd love to know, are you focusing on health and fitness this year? If so, what are you doing in regards to that? I'd really love to know. But other than that, if you could leave a rating and review in iTunes, I'd really appreciate that. But otherwise, we'll catch you next episode.